AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Trading has been halted on the New York Stock Exchange due to what's been termed a technical outage. There's no word yet on the cause of the problem, nor when the trading will resume. Another technical problem, this one at United Airlines, forces a two-hour ground stop of all flights this morning. Joe Reed, like thousands of other United passengers today, hopes his trip will turn out all right.
I hope I'm going to make my connecting flight. I'll pray all the way there, and if not, I guess I get a chance to see Chicago.
Flights have resumed after the airline said it is recovering from a network connectivity issue. A federal judge orders the Patent and Trademark Office to cancel the Washington Redskins trademark, ruling that the team's name may be disparaging to Native Americans. George Washington University law professor John Banshaf says the ruling doesn't force the NFL franchise to change its name.
This won't mean that they can't use the name. It won't mean that they can't use it on their merchandise. But what it does mean is that other people can also use it on their merchandise, which certainly devalues it as a mark for this team.
Banshaf expects the team to appeal. Next stop, Pope Francis' South American tour is Bolivia. He'll be heading there later today from Ecuador. During his September trip to the U.S., Francis will give a speech to Congress.
Only a couple of thousand people, members of Congress and the cabinet and others lucky enough to get a ticket, will be inside the House chamber for the Pope's historic address to a joint meeting of Congress. But tens of thousands more will be able to watch outside. House Speaker John Boehner says jumbotrons will be set up on the west front of the Capitol for people to watch the speech, what he called a historic moment for the country. And he says the Pope has expressed an interest in making a brief appearance on the west front after his speech. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
This is AP Radio News. The Army is getting set to cut thousands of troops. Sandy Kozel tells us more.
The Army is under a mandate to reduce its force from 490,000 to 450,000 over the next 2 years. Army officials are considering cuts at 30 bases to meet the mandate. According to a document obtained by USA Today, the reduction would affect virtually all the Army's domestic and foreign posts. If the government fails to reach a budget deal and across-the-board spending cuts known as sequestration are triggered in October, the Army would be forced down to 420,000 troops or lower. An announcement is expected as early as tomorrow. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
The foul-mouthed cartoon characters of Comedy Central's South Park will be sticking around at least through 2019. Cable Network announcing a 3-year deal to keep the series going, with the team of Trey Parker and Matt Stone continuing to write, direct, and edit every episode of the series that they began back in 1997. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.